The cool thing about the ghost tour, even if you're not sure you believe, is that it lets you see beyond the flowers and the souvenir Space Needle magnets. It helps you imagine all the people who have worked and lived at the market since it was created in 1907. Tour guide Mercedes Caraba stops at the bottom of an old ramp.
Notice anything strange about the ramp you just walked down?
It's kind of worn out.
Kind of worn out? Pretty old?
Yeah.
Wood? Yeah.
The ramp was for horses. Back in the market's earliest days, farmers brought their food in by horse and left the animals in stables throughout the market. Caraba says orphaned boys took care of the horses and lived in the stables. A lot of them perished young, first from diphtheria and then Spanish influenza.
October 3rd, 1918, and hit Seattle. Seattle's totally unprepared. The former hotels and stables in this area were used as quarantines.
Caraba says now, almost a century later, those boys still hang around. At the bottom of that wooden ramp is a commercial kitchen that until recently was a daycare. A few years ago, a teacher there was closing up one evening.
She looks inside and she sees the top of a little brown-haired boy. It's really freaky. Someone's left their child.
She looks around and can't find him. She calls the security guards. They can't find him either.
Okay, now the woman who cleans these floors every night, she says, "Stop it. I know what you're looking for, because I see him every night. He's on this level. He's very mischievous, this little boy. He likes to hide behind the desks. He likes to hide in the shops. And he has brown hair, and he has no eyes."
Ooh, no eyes? Even for me, a skeptic, that's creepy. Caraba says people theorize it's because the boy was blind. Not all the stories are that spooky. Caraba grew up hearing them from her parents, who own a store in the market. Her dad, Michael Yeager, started Halloween ghost tours at the market in the 80s. Caraba took over and researches the stories. She pores over fire insurance maps, leases, old newspapers, but she admits there is a certain leap of faith.
Do you get a lot of skeptics on the tour? All the time. And it's fantastic because we're not trying to prove anything. That's not the point. We want people to feel like they're on an adventure, and we want them to let go of their guard and truly enjoy the stories that we're sharing with them. Come in closer. Don't be afraid. Merry Tales. This shop right here. All things cats and dogs. It used to be a bead shop. And the bead shop was haunted. The former owners of the bead store, you could walk into that shop and yell, "Jacob, do something!" And you could watch as beads went flying off their hooks on the walls.
Even after the store became Merry Tales, Jacob stuck around. He moves stuffed animals, he knocks clocks over, but folks at the shop say he's just a prankster. They set up a little crib with toys in the back storeroom for him. Store employee Sherry Thomas says he surprised her once when she was unloading a shipment.
Then all of a sudden I heard a drrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr
there's also a legacy of the Duwamish people who were pushed out of the city named after their chief. Chief Seattle's daughter, Angeline, refused to leave and still haunts the area. Caraba shares a quote from the chief warning that even after his people are gone, the shores will throng with the invisible dead of his tribe.
The white man will never be alone. Let him be just and deal kindly with my people, for the dead are not powerless. Dead, did I say? There is no death. Only a change of worlds.
Now, as Bertha tunnels under the market, Caraba says, don't be surprised if more spirits start to show up. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.